This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The DACA program will continue after today's Supreme Court decision, as we just heard. The program allows some undocumented residents who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children to work here legally. It affects 15,000 Coloradans, including Metro State University campus advisor Frida Fahir Ferreira, who says she's shocked by the ruling.
We're told to expect the worst, and that's what we've been expecting for the last few months. And to wake up to this is just crazy. Like, I can't believe it. And I never thought that we would have a good decision.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the more liberal judges in the 5-4 decision. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet says he supports the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's decision, I should say. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Bennet has been part of the Senate group working on a legislative solution to immigration reform. On the Senate floor, he called the Trump administration's move to end the DACA program an attack and praised the high court's decision.
Reaffirming the rule of law and, for the moment, protecting 750,000 people who know no other country but the United States of America.
Bennet says movement on comprehensive immigration reform is urgent, and Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he'd support the DREAM Act or the House-passed DREAM and Promise Act, which Colorado's House Democrats all voted for and House Republicans all voted against. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin has spent years working on legalizing the status of Dreamers. He says he hopes the administration won't try to dismantle DACA again. Then, the person who oversees citizenship and immigration for the Trump administration reacts to today's high court decision. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, we will get reaction from one of roughly 15,000 DACA recipients in Colorado. Rain is in the forecast tonight and tomorrow for Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Vail, especially in the mountains. Cooler today and tomorrow. Highs will be in the 60s and 70s, in the 80s for Grand Junction tomorrow. Currently 70 in Denver, 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.